No, just say something.
Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'd like to do a test.
Go.
Tits, dragons, blood, and Democrats.
These are the voyages of the Star Trek JVC Enterprise. I always do the welcome message, Joe. I think it's your turn. Putting you on the spot.
Welcome to yet another episode of Just Cousins. I'm your host, Joseph Neal. With me, as always, is the other host, Jason Mark.
Louder.
My other host, goddammit, is Jason Mark.
All right.
How are you, sir? Good.
Can't really hear you as well as I'd like to, though. Maybe it's my fault. I'm just going to turn up some volumes. And if the podcast suffers, so freaking be it. Listen, here's the thing, audience. Joe and I are recording on Sunday afternoon. And the only thing I want to talk about the next hour, Joe, the only thing I want to talk about is whether I'm going to publish this podcast right when we're done or wait until Friday morning.
I'm voting for Friday morning.
All right. I am going to take up the contrary position for no other reason than to be contrary. No matter what you had said, I would have taken the other side. If you had said both, I would have said neither. If you said neither, I would have said both. If you had said peanut butter, I would have said chocolate. If you had said crab, I would have said Rangoon. I have no idea what's going on right now. I think I had a stroke earlier today. I swear to God, I was yelling at my son, and he's 15 months old. So there you go. Boom, right there. Sign.
That sounded kind of strokey right there.
Exactly. So not only was I yelling at him, but I was not able to pronounce words that I needed to, which is fine because he's 15 months. He doesn't understand. He can't pronounce words. I mean, for crying out loud, when he wants his mother, he goes, da-da. When he wants me, he goes, da-da. When he wants milk, he goes, da-da. When he wants to take a crap, he goes, da-da. The kid's not a linguistic genius, so he doesn't need me to pronounce things with precision. But a podcast should have me pronouncing things with precision. And yet, that stroke, I think I'm losing it, man.
Well, you know, if you need to yell at your son who's 15 months old, you don't need to use English, and maybe you can get really creative when it comes to your just pure aggressive gibberish. And you can have a stroke and still do that.
Yeah, you're
wouldn't
right.
It wouldn't interfere with your aggression towards your son one iota.
Probably
so,
not.
I just like to look at the silver lining.
The thing is he was – okay, so we have these blocks, right? And he was trying to put a yellow block on a red block when clearly – I mean, for fuck's sake, yellow goes on top of red. Oh, God. I mean, he
Did
takes
out – elbow him in the teeth?
No, physical violence. Just pure oral aggression. Just you know, yelled and screamed.
I was going to say, because in my household, that type of egregious misbehavior – We're dropping elbows right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't have children yet. So okay. Maybe that's good.
Maybe. I don't know. I was telling him about, you know, like, worst day in my life was the day I met your mother. Second worst day in my life was the day right before I met your mother, which probably explains why I was so eager to, you know, meet her, not knowing it was going to be. Like, because who has the second worst day of their life the day before the worst day of their life? I mean, what are the chances, right? I should have bought a lottery ticket, except my luck would have been hey, we're going to kick you in the balls lottery. And guess what? You won, Jason. Anyway, I'm in a mood.
In Taco Bell parlance, we call that a bad week. When you have the second worst day of your life immediately preceding the worst day of your life.
Tell you what. You know what? 2-3 episodes ago, I wanted to talk about Taco Bell, and we got distracted. Did you know that there is a – you probably do. There's a Taco Bell in Las Vegas where you can get married.
Oh, I did know that. I don't like to. I was against that idea.
Were you?
When it comes to the Association of North American Taco Bell Managers.
Yeah.
We took a vote on that, whether that should go forward, and I was vehemently against it. I just want you to know.
What was your rationale or lack thereof?
It wasn't complicated. I just thought we should focus on tacos. See? Nobody found that compelling, and neither did you.
Well, no, I thought you would continue. I'm also watching the audio to make sure I don't accidentally play an ad on YouTube as we switch from Royksop to our normal background stuff. And success, no ad. Why does
anyway,
it always jump forward
marriage,
to our...
Marriage has very little to do with tacos, that's all. I didn't go on a rant, and I couldn't repeat that rant here. I just... anyway, yeah, I knew that there was... You could get married at a Taco Bell. I just feel like, come on. That's against the brand.
Well, apparently when you go to this Taco Bell in Vegas to get married, you do get tacos in the deal. It costs $600. I'm not making that up. And they give you what's your taco dessert thing? Your frosted chocolate taco flakes or something? They make a cake out of that, and they give the bride, I'm not making this up, Joe, a bouquet made out of sauce packets.
Wow.
Yeah. And
most people get that many sauces when they go to Taco Bell just on a regular visit.
They do.
A bouquet worth.
Yeah.
They don't order it that way, but that's pretty much how it works.
I think the thing that really struck me as awesome about this is that, you know, included in the price is one of those 12 packs of tacos, so that the bride and groom, their first meal together is a bunch of tacos, which is great because, you know, you're in a greasy Taco Bell, you're getting married, you eat 6 tacos, and then you go up to your room for your post-nuptials, connuptials. What's the word for
connubial? Fucking.
But...
or in this case, fucking Bel Grande.
So there you are, you know, hip deep in your bride, and you're just ripping out butt tunes from that gastric wonderfulness. Anyway,
you're back on. It's is this going to turn into a musical conversation? Well, not yet. You know what we were talking. Well, we had a little chat last night, and we decided maybe we should have a whole music episode.
I'm going to deny that utterly.
Inspired
That's not
by,
true.
The feedback that we got from Insane Clown Posse and the also one of my good friends, we've been thinking about that themes, and it seemed the last episode was almost Jesus themed.
It was a Jesus prone conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, one more thing about that the Taco Bell wedding.
Yeah.
You're talking about, well, you know, you get a 12 pack of tacos with your wife, and that is the meal that you eat with your wife. And then I was like, well, maybe I should reconsider my original position on the disconnect between Taco Bell and marriage, because that sounds like my marriage. Let's go to Taco Bell and eat 12 tacos. Well,
yeah.
We mix it up, you know.
Yeah.
Mix it up. And I get free Taco Bell. It's one
and
of
you
the
do,
perks.
Yeah. So for you, it's extra special. I feel like it just begs so many jokes that I'm not capable of making. Full disclosure. Let me put it in your lap there. No pun intended. You'll see why I said it in a second. It's taco being a euphemism for, you know, it's a part of the female anatomy. I just feel like there's so much potential with the Taco Bell and the wedding night.
So you're looking for more taco jokes.
I am.
Taco jokes. Like beaver jokes.
Exactly.
I see where you're going with that. Just let it brew. I think one day you're going to explode with a bunch of vagina / taco / beaver jokes, and it'll take up a good 25 minutes of the podcast. That'll be the theme of the podcast.
The theme. Well, the thing is about the vagina. I love them. I love them all. I love the concept. I like the idea. Like if God had come to me, say, you know, I don't know, 10 billion years ago and said, I was thinking about creating humans. What do you think? And I'm like, yeah, good idea, generally. Video games. I'd appreciate it if they invented video games, you know. So yeah, go with the human thing. He said, I was thinking about giving half of them vaginas. So explain this to me, God. What's a vagina? You say it's essentially a canal through which babies are produced. I was like, whoa, slow the your son down. What? And he'd be like, yeah, babies And I'm like, are you sure that's the best way? Couldn't you do some sort of, like, budding thing? Like they just sort of grow on an elbow and then drop off? He's like, no, because here's the thing is, to get the baby in there, you have to put in a penis. And I'm like, okay, all right, now, you got me. Keep going. What next? He said, yeah, you put the penis in this vagina. You deposit some materials. And then 9 months later, I'm like, whoa, 9 months? He's like, yeah, it's got to gestate. So what? You're God. You can do anything you want. Tell you what, let's do this. Keep the vagina, but not for babies. Just use it for other things like, you know, storage.
Fucking Belgrande Supreme.
And exactly, yeah. So, I don't know where I was going with this.
Well, you were basically explaining the origin of humankind. Well, at least the Christian perspective.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm saying that if God had come to me and said, do the vagina thing, I would like to do it. And that's what I'm saying. I like them. But in response to your suggestion that someday I'm going to explode with vagina jokes, it's something I'd like to do. But I want to be respectful of the vagina. I don't want it to be just some sort of crass kind of like, you know, storage. Because I like them. I don't want it to be just another way to demean people. I think everyone should have one. Let's just put it that way. I think everyone should have one.
Well, I think that's really sweet of you. And you said you love all vaginas. But
all of them.
You know, I want to warn you. See, I don't think that's true. If you loved all vaginas, mm-hmm. you would be getting a divorce soon.
Why is that?
Just think about it. That's infidelity. Clearly,
no.
If you loved all vaginas.
Okay.
You're not talking about physical love.
I'm not in love with all vaginas. I'm not in love, Joe. I'm not saying that I collect them. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I want to take them all out to dinner, you know, and go see Doctor Strange. Probably see Doctor Strange first and then go to dinner. I don't know. Would you go to dinner first and then see the movie? I guess it depends on the vagina. My point is, I just like them. I like that they're there and that they're happy, and I want them to be free to live their lives to the fullest. That's all I'm saying. And I can't say the same for the penis. I can't. Care for the...
You steered this discussion from being, you know, fairly crass to almost sweet and respectful to the female gender.
Well, here's why, Joe. This is one of my arguments for putting out this podcast. Wait a minute. When did you say? Did you say publish it today or Friday?
I was thinking Friday.
Okay, so this is my argument for publishing it today, because if we let it go until Friday, you will have listened to it 87 times, and by then you'll say, you know that whole vagina bit? No, axe out. Hit the road. Where if I publish it today, you can't do that to me. So.
There's nothing I can do about the quality of the podcast. It's going out anyway.
It is.
I see.
Do you like it or not?
Taking away my veto power.
That's what I was doing with the vagina stuff. We have a lot of things that we didn't get to on the last podcast that maybe we should get to this time, just in case my son wakes up and we have to cut the podcast short. Or do you think it's inappropriate to do those things at this early portion of the podcast? We've only been going for 13 minutes and 46 seconds.
Well, because we're doing this recording at an earlier time, and it's because I got a vacation coming up and there's scheduling stuff, and we even skipped an episode a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
You denied that happened, but
yes,
it did.
And I still deny it, but yeah, go ahead.
And because of that, today I'm going to apologize to the world, the millions of people. Oh wait, how many listeners do we have? At least one.
At least
I'm going to apologize to that person. There's probably not going to be an ad, at least not from Largo today. Because of scheduling, we didn't get any copy. Or did we? Did you receive any copy today?
Did. Yep, got one.
Oh, okay. Dang. So we got that.
Do you want to do the ad?
I got some copy too. So I was thinking it would be a little bit different format today just because the scheduling was weird. But it looks like we got – and I know we've got a – last episode we couldn't do our arguments for cancellation. Well, not actually, we did do it. It was the best argument for cancellation because we totally fucked up the podcast at the end of the podcast. And how we fucked it up is because we had technical difficulties and we couldn't do our normal montage. Well, today we can do that montage.
Yeah.
So we will also have arguments for cancellation.
That's right.
So it looks like we have a full docket. Is that the right word?
We got docket. The full docket. And I just don't know if we should start docketing it up. I told you, I had a fucking stroke, Joe. I can't talk. Don't know if we should
start. That's right. It's more airtime for me. When you start drooling and like slowly go cross-eyed, I'll be like, this is my chance. I'm gonna fucking start yapping again.
You're going to start rapping.
Oh, no, not rapping. Yapping. I don't know.
You're going to start yap-rapping.
I'm not too good of a rapper. I've rhymed a couple things, right?
I've heard, impressive. Yeah. There have been more than one audio test at the beginning of the podcast where you've busted out the beatbox. And if you can beatbox, you can rap. That is...
That's not true. And I want to say the only rhymes that I've said on the podcast, I prepared them for the week previous to the rhymes. I'm so proud of them. I still have them here in front of me. One of them was, and this is hard, this makes Eminem look like a dunce. Yuppie rhymes with puppy. See? I think I got mad flow. Here, do you remember this other one? I had the other one, which is two beers rhymes with bored with tears. Oh, okay. All right, so anyway, I was saying yapping, not rapping.
What a shitty podcast this is, for fuck's sake. Anyway, every time you come up with a good idea.
Stiller, motherfucker.
They're not giving you the crickets on this one. Every time you come up with a good idea, I find a way to ruin it with its inappropriate timing. I've got the grace and the style of a thing that's neither graceful nor stylish. Oh, boy.
See, I cannot rap. It sounds like you've got some skill there. You wrote a rap once that was fairly... I thought it was shocking because I didn't even know that you did such a thing. It was good.
I wrote a rap? What was my rap?
Yeah, and you recorded it. And actually, I feel like on the recording, your voice wasn't as pronounced enough as I wanted it to be. But the rap was cool. I liked it.
Was it?
It was on a previous. See, it was on a previous podcast. You listen to the podcast only when we're doing it, and then the it seems that the memory of what we've done just lifts out of your brain and flies off like a fart in a blizzard. But
a fart in a blizzard. Yeah. I'm picturing two guys in a blizzard. They're bundled up, you know, like they got the snowsuits on. You can barely see their eyes. The wind is howling. It's completely white. And one of them looks at the other and says, "Hey, hey, hey, did you fart?" The other one looks at him like, "Yeah."
That's a great image. Thanks. That was good.
I don't remember doing a rap, though. I'm going to take your word for it.
Well, and that's the thing. I do like to beatbox every once in a while, but I need somebody to rap over it. And I don't know, maybe we'll do that one day. And some of my friends are actually good rappers, but not me.
Hey,
if you need a beat, I can always be like... You know, like that.
All right, I'm marking this as... Your beatboxing started at minute 18, 58 seconds. All right, I got to write that down because I'm going to clip that out later. I'm going to loop it, and I'm going to rap over it, and then I'm going to play it the next time you can't do the podcast, or I'll send it to you to play when I can't do the podcast. So 18, 58.
You're going to play our free – well, it's not really freestyle. You're going to play that clip on a loop for one hour.
Yep.
To drive people crazy. It'll be like water torture. What's that? Is that Chinese water torture? Is that racist?
Yeah, it's totally awesomely racist. So let me just write down 1858 Joe's Hot Box. Okay, got it. That is a note I hope no one ever sees. Okay.
And you've somehow turned that into a sexual innuendo.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I love them all. And I use all the words that I can think of to talk about them surreptitiously, because I don't want people to know that's what I'm talking about. That's called double entendre, which is French for two entendres.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we do lots of, it seems that we just land on, our go-to is sexual innuendo because of just the consistent juvenile nature of our humorism. And actually, that leads me to something I wanted to just briefly mention.
This is
more of a teaser for podcasts down the road. But on the very first podcast, we had this idea, and we brought up a band called Roy's Cock.
Yep.
And they do what Weird Al Yankovic does. They just pick, you know, they pick songs from artists that were real songs, actual songs with actual lyrics.
Yep.
And they rewrite the lyrics, except unlike Weird Al Yankovic, they make them obscene. The term for that I've coined myself is obscenitizing
the
song. I was like, I want to. We haven't even tried that, really. I mean, I've done it with my friends just as a game, you know, over the years.
Yeah.
And it's always sexual innuendo. That's why it reminds me. There's all when songs are obscenitized, it tends to be some just terrible, often disturbing sexual innuendo, and it oftentimes has to do with your mom. It's like a your mom joke. Anyway, I'm like, so maybe I should give this a try. I was like, Jason and I might be recording early tomorrow, so maybe I'll try to obscenitize a song for him. And I just want to tell you the story of that, because that didn't last very long before I felt deep shame and felt like a bad person and stopped. I stopped the process because I didn't feel good as a human being anymore, because that's the first lyrics that came to my mind made me feel icky inside. So my question for you is, I guess to have good pod, I can't really just leave it hanging there. I should probably give the example of what.
Yeah, give the example.
The terrible lyrics that I came up with and then shut my computer and went off to do something else to make myself feel better.
Do you want me to give you background music to sing to?
No, I don't even want to give it that much attention. This is really a kind of a cautionary tale, Jason. If you try to obscenitize a song, try not to go this far. Like, try and put a bit of a filter on, put some guide rails up so you don't go careening off of a cliff. I mean, obscenity is good, but this is just rapey.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
So, you sure you don't
maybe
want...
we can talk about the word rapey, because I know that it's that that's kind of a weird term. But anyway, so I was like, what's a good song to obscenitize? What shall I obscenitize? And I landed on the Jay Giles band, Centerfold. I was like, that ought to be pretty good. And I'm like, you know, so it goes, I don't know if you have a clip of that. I can just sing
Hear that?
Yeah, is that the karaoke version?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well.
The only problem is, of course, that when you sing, you won't be able to hear the music anymore, so maybe this isn't going to work after all.
Right.
So I'm just going to... Here, we give people a sense of it. They've got the song in their head now. Okay, now you go.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care how old you are. You've probably heard that song.
Yeah.
But I think he says something like, my blood runs cold. My angel is a centerfold.
Yeah.
Angel is a centerfold.
That's
right?
It. Yeah.
And so, you know, I lit a candle and pulled out my ink and quill and a sheet of paper. And I was like, I shall now obscenitize Centerfold.
Yeah.
And the first two lines came out like this. Your mom's butthole. Put that bitch in a sleeper hold. Put that bitch in a sleeper hold. And then I was like, and I put the pen, the quill back into the ink.
Yeah.
I blew out the candle.
Yeah.
I shed some tears.
Yeah.
And And yeah, that was it. I refused to go any further.
So
first, does that make you worry about me at all? I mean, that's criminal imagery right away. It's the first thing that came to my mind. What the fuck is
Well, okay, you say that, but I mean, look, there's movies out there like 50 Shades of Grey. It can be consensual. I mean, I can definitely see today's liberated woman, and I'm not going to insist this is the case. I'm going to say that there's an opportunity if they wanted to speak to it. But I could see today's liberated woman saying, Joe, I'm your best friend, Donald's mom. How are you? I've recently left my husband. He was not the man that I thought he was, and the divorce was amicable for the most part. I mean, he was a little bit resistant because I am the primary breadwinner, but I think he'll be okay. He does have a job, and I will be paying him a little bit of alimony. But the point is that I am now free from this relationship, and what I need is somebody who can put me in a sleeper hold and do things to my butthole, and I'm hoping that maybe that's you.
I see what you're saying. Look, people can do whatever they want. Between two consenting adults?
Yeah.
Right? I mean...
Now, I'll be honest with you.
Rough. People get rough. I could have kept writing the lyrics and start talking about a safe word.
Yeah.
And this is between two consenting adults. And
yeah.
Actually, I didn't directly state that anything was happening to your mom's butthole.
No.
It was your mom's butthole.
That's right.
Directly into, you know, I put that bitch in a sleeper hold. Now, see the word bitch. That's
where I have a problem, personally.
I got a problem with that. I
mean, you could change that to put that liberated woman who's got her own agenda and can do whatever she wants to do in a sleeper hold. Maybe like that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm starting to get that icky feeling again.
Okay.
So here we are. But then after we talked last night, I was like, well, maybe I'll give this another shot.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to finish it, but I want to say I absentitized a song, a Tracy Chapman song.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much complete, and I found a way that I could record it with the karaoke music behind it and present it for the next podcast. But I just wanted – maybe this will get our maybe a fraction of a listener that we have to come back.
Yeah.
Next week and listen to an obscenitized version of Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
What I am right now picturing is our listener trying to figure out what Fast Car is going to be. And you're not going to tell us. No hints.
Actually, you're the one that gave me the title.
Oh, I know what it is.
It gave me momentum, and all the lyrics were written probably within 20 minutes.
Wow. See, that's what I like to hear. And I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be good. So in the spirit of Royce Cock, Joe has obscenitized Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, and we're going to get to hear this next week, or not next week, because next week we're going to be, this is next week, but the week after next week, which is the, I can't do math.
I don't have a calendar on me, but if you're
16th.
Listening to this podcast, Friday.
It's going to be the 16th. This is perfect, because on that day, you are also going to begin the serialized version of your anecdote. And I don't want to give away the title if you're not ready to, but you also have a story to tell. And if you can do it all in one go, we'll do it in one go. Otherwise, you're going to get it serialized. So that's going to be an all-Joe episode. Everybody tune in on we'll record on March 16th, but we will publish on Friday morning, St. Patrick's Day. So it's going to be an all Joe show. That's our theme. Our theme for episode number 87 will be all Joe all the time.
Yeah. So I guess so the next podcast will have obscenitized Tracy Chapman, and then we're going to have what I call a dumpster fireside chat with Joe.
Yeah.
In honor of St. Patrick's Day. And I think the theme will be familiar. It's something that we've addressed before.
Excellent.
And I didn't write the piece myself, but I thought it was brilliantly written, and I'd love to read it out loud to you, Jason, and to our one listener.
We're going to do
a little bit less than one listener. I think we're about 0.92.
Nice. Excellent. We will we'll appropriately overproduce the segment with background music and sound effects. It'll be great. So, hey, you know what? That takes us right up to the 30-minute mark. Well, we'll in 5 seconds. So here we go in 3, 2, 1. Let's do a couple of words from our sponsors, because that's our traditional halfway point thing. Let's get some money for this here podcast. Now, last time you went first, and okay. I didn't. So this time I'll go first, and then you'll go. How's that sound?
Sounds good. It's, you got your copy there?
I got my copy here, right here. Okay. Let us begin. Here's a
hey,
juice.
It's, do we got an intro for you? I love that intro. Give it to me.
Want the intro? But that's your intro. Okay. Yeah, we'll do the intro.
Oh, no, it's for both of us. Wonderful.
It's for both of them. I got you. All right. Let's do the intro. Sorry, did that sound like I was correcting you? I was not trying to correct you.
I appreciated it. It's true for both of them.
Here's a juicy little fact I bet you weren't aware of, Joe. 95% of Americans say that they are required to write some form of corporate report on a weekly or monthly basis. And let's face it, those can be really boring. I mean, they say a boring report is a bad report. But go ahead, try to spice up your report with a little Comic Sans action. You'll get laughed right out of a job and back on the streets. And you know who doesn't have to write corporate reports? Joe? Hookers. But I digress. Times New Roman is dull, Arial is tedious, Helvetica is an insult to the eye, and Calibri? Don't get me started on Calibri. I will falcon punch you in the ovaries if you get me started on Calibri. What we need is a typeface that gets the party started without losing you your self-respect. A meaty kind of typeface that flaps in the wind, says hello there, look at me, take a big whiff, gets in your face and leaves an oily smear. Introducing Funt, the fun font, by Larco. Funt is a font that manages to combine elegance with brassy boldness. Funt gets the job done. Funt doesn't mess around. But Funt is appealing to the eye. One look at Funt, and your pen is going to start dribbling. They say the pen is mightier than the sword, Joe. And what if the pen is soft and floppy? Funt makes sure the pen is hard, if you know what I mean. This is called a degenerative extended metaphor. But I digress again. Funt comes in serif and sans-serif varieties. It's available online right now, and if you use our code at checkout, JBC, you'll not only get A through W, but X, Y, and Z at absolutely no charge. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. Say it with me a few times, Joe. Funt. Keep it on the tip of your tongue. Your lips can't resist it. Funt. The fun font. You know what? I feel like these ads, the guys at Larco... This one, written in about 10 minutes, about 5 minutes before the show, would be my guess that sometimes they're just phoning it in. But anyway, I'm going to go out and get that fun font as soon as the show's over.
They're losing their minds. But I do agree the penis mightier than the sword.
Yeah.
Did I say that correctly? Penis mightier than the sword.
That's the way the sentence goes, yeah. All right, what do you got for me?
Talk about phoning it in. I'm looking at this copy here, and we're gonna take care of about 15 seconds of airtime here. So get ready.
I am.
So I've got my copy here, and here we go. HBO tits. Dragons, blood, and Democrats. Watch HBO.
Okay, we've taken care of paying for the podcast. Let's get back to entertaining, folks. We were talking about, and we were both very strong in our opinions about whether or not we should publish this podcast today or wait until a regularly scheduled time on Thursday. And Joe, you were of the opinion that we should publish it on Thursday. It's my opinion that you are full of it and you need to get over your... No, wait, that's not right. I'm just being silly for the sake of silliness. Can you give me some reasons that are... can you give me some reasons that are... What's the opposite of antithetical? Thetical? Is that a thing?
I'll give you some thetical shit.
Can you give me some thetical reasons why we should publish the podcast on Friday? Thetical with the theme that our podcast has, which is apparently vaginas?
Well, it's as a narcissist, I thought – well, I'm about to go on vacation, but – and here's the thing. Whenever you publish the podcast, I listen to it the next day. I get all excited about it because, oh my goodness, nobody loves my work better than me because that's the type of dude I am. No, I'm completely torn, and I think many narcissists are that way too, where they're always trying to convince themselves that their work is great, and that comes off as just a constant chant, a mantra of I am great all day long. But what I try to do is balance that with I suck and fuck this podcast, which is why I have an entire segment called Arguments for Cancellation. I'm trying to even this out, narcissism with self-deprecation.
Sure.
So I thought this would be a good exercise for me to have some restraint, to exercise my willpower. If you publish this tonight, mm-hmm. I'm going to listen to it. Okay. And, you know, I'm going to be on vacation. I don't want to be listening to my podcast instead of hanging out with my wife. But I don't know. That'll probably be easy. But I would be thinking like, ooh, I'd like to – you know, my wife's still asleep. I'm just hanging out here. Maybe I should take a walk, listen to the podcast. See, I don't even want the temptation. So I'm asking you, just give me my vacation. I'm going to take a road trip. Don't even publish it. That way I won't be tempted to listen to the fucking podcast like sure. I tend to do.
Okay.
And so that's why. I just thought, you know, it would give me a break from the podcast because okay. I think I overwhelm myself with it.
You want a vacation from the podcast. That's why you guys are going out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good reason. It kind of makes me feel better. Better is not the right word. It makes me feel ecstatic that I get to – so I don't know if you know this about me, Joe, but I suffer from feelings of inadequacy. I feel mm-hmm. like, you know, if there was a Viagra for the soul – I would take it. I don't need a Viagra for my actual body parts because those are always like and usually inappropriately functional. But for my soul, being able to make my mark on the world, here's what I'm getting at: knowing that when I click publish tomorrow, that I am not only delighting our 1.68 listeners earlier than they would have been delighted, I am also ruining your vacation and the vacation of your wife. That 1-2 punch makes me feel like I'm actually getting something done. Like I'm worthy of the fatherhood that had been thrust involuntarily upon me by my, controlling wife. And I'm going to actually raise a kid who's going to do something meaningful in this world as opposed to the, you know, limp-wristed sop. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't mean limp-wristed like he's going to be gay. I mean, because if he is, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Gay or straight, doesn't matter. I mean limp-wristed in the sense of being ineffectual. I'm going to clip this part out of the podcast. That's why I'm not going to publish until Friday. You're off the hook. You are off the hook because I'm going to have to go back and re-edit this whole fucking thing.
Wow, you're really hard on yourself. And you've been more and more cruel to me. I think we're just getting – I don't know. Are we building resentment against each other and then it's coming out on the podcast?
Look,
I'm feeling it more and more.
Joe, listen to me. This isn't important. Although I have this deep need to ruin your vacation, I don't do it out of any resentment. I love you, man. You're like a brother to me. You're like a brother from another mother, but the same grandmother. You're my cousin. You mean the world right. to me, and I have no resentment towards you whatsoever. Ruining your vacation is just a delightful bonus in my life. It has nothing to do with how I feel about you. Nothing. Zero. In fact, some might say that I love you so much, I'm half tempted to not ruin your vacation. But you know what, Joe? I don't think that I could respect you if you didn't respect me. And I can't even respect myself if I don't take these opportunities when they come to me. See my point here? It's for you. I'm doing this for you.
I see that now.
Okay.
I see it. It's clear.
Okay. Except I'm not.
Cause... I'm just gonna. So. Well, where did we land here? You're gonna wait till Friday, right?
I'm gonna wait till Friday. Yeah.
Okay. And the funny thing is, the people that are listening on Friday, it won't mean a fucking thing.
No.
Hey, you said we went up from 0.92 listeners to 0.16 or 1.63. That's good.
I did? I said that?
We're exploding. Well, it was implied. Yeah, you said that we had more listeners than we did, you know.
Okay, so.
Even 15 first, minutes before or less. So that's good. I feel encouraged.
First rule of JBC, do not believe anything I say ever. Ever.
Okay. Like, what's the second rule of JBC?
Do not talk about Fight Club. Wait, no. Shoot. I'll have to...
Oh, wait, we just fucked it up. We just talked about... Oh, damn it. Okay. Well, see, God there we go. Arguments, we're not in arguments for cancellation yet.
But maybe we should do that because we're nearing that time. Should we go ahead? Let's do that. We're going to, because I forgot to turn the music back up, and we've been talking over the quietness of our own clickings and dickings.
Oh, wow. There has been no delightful guitar music in the background.
Yeah. See, another reason for me to go back and, like, splice them in or something. So let's go. Let's do arguments for cancellation. And arguments for cancellation has an intro, which I'm going to play right now.
Sometimes that is better.
Welcome to another edition of JBC's Arguments for Cancellation. Thought I'd give that a try. I don't know.
No, that was really good.
See how it sounds.
What I want to do on one of our future episodes, Joe, is do a music episode where we talk about our favorite bass guitar rock and roll intros.
Ooh. Well, that's one of them. That's why I picked it. I also picked that song because it's called The Hand of Doom, which is what I would like to come slamming down upon our creation, putting it out, squishing it like an insect.
A bug. What – are you going to set this up or should I just play it? Which one am I playing?
I'll set it up really quick. And the sad thing is I set it up last
week. You did last week.
So this will be a little bit repetitive, but I'll try to make it quick.
Yeah.
It's the same argument that I've had. This is also sad. We say the word fuck too much. I presented a montage that I call the clusterfuck a couple episodes back, and that's just a montage of how many times we had been saying fuck over the last couple episodes, and it was egregious. And then instead of the problem kind of adjusting itself after that montage, the problem became exponentially worse, embarrassingly, shamefully worse.
Yeah.
And so I would like to present the evidence of that kind of growing problem of too many fucks. And we call – I called this montage – again, this is inspired by Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
I call it Clusterfuck 2, You Motherfucker You.
Here we go.
Fuck it. Every fucking word.
People know that you're a pretentious fuck. Fuck. I have a degree in pretentious fuckery. I have a pretentious fuckery degree.
Is that an associate's, a bachelor's? Do you have master's? Are you working on your dissertation in fuckery? Or pretentious fuckery? Sorry.
It is. It's actually an MS.
Oh, see, I fucked it up again. Where's our fucking engineer? Where it gets fucking really cold. The word fuck. I said the word fuck. The word fuck. Fuck. Most of the fucks.
I'm trying to remember all the fucks. I gotta be fucking honest with you. Fucks.
No fucks given. The fucks given. Fucks need to be taken away. I've probably said fuck 20 times in this show. Too many fucks.
Why the fuck do we think we can do this?
This needs to fucking stop.
It does. Right fucking now. Fuck.
60% of the fucks. 80% of your fucks.
60% of the fucks. Fuckery. Fuckery.
Fuckery.
I'm not gonna fuck this up.
You don't want to fuck with Mark.
Fucking.
You can't fuck with... Can't fuck with Patty B. I'm fucking with you.
The fucking shit. What's his fuck?
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Fucking motherfucker. United States of motherfucking America.
Because we all know how it fucking ends. Just stick their own head up their ass and fucking leave. Guess what, motherfucker? Daffy Duck's fucking ghost. Fucking alligator pit. Daffy ducking rhymes with fucking. Fuck. A lot of fucks. Just fuck, 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 fuck.
Fucking fucks. Fucking fucking. I have to look for all the fucks that we could be fucking say the word fuck every fucking chance I get.
Fuck for the fuck.
A fuck, a fuck. It is enough to fuck for fucks.
Enough to fuck.
So fuck, 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 fuck,
fuck. Fuck fest. The fuck stops here. The clusterfuck.
The cl- clusterfuck.
Clusterfuck.
Some fucks.
These fuckers cuss a lot. Holy fuck, motherfuckers. Fuck, 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 fuck. Fucking Rosetta Stone. Fucking beautiful.
Fucking awesome.
What about cunt?
How about no?
Okay.
You motherfucker, you.
Now, there at the end, I just thought it would be what it, that's the sound of Joe Pesci screaming, "You motherfucker, you," and then jumping into his car and like squealing away at top speed.
Oh, man.
Which I thought would be just a good, if it could put that image in your head. It's,
yeah. I want to remind people, Joe, that I think you said it on air. Maybe not. You said to me, "I made a fuck montage and it's really good. And, I want to do this a lot, but please don't say curse words on purpose just so I have something to montage." And I remember you said that, and I didn't like that. And so I said, fuck, 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 fuck. And you put it in the montage, dude. You totally – you fucked yourself.
Of course I did, yeah.
You fucked yourself.
Well, oh, and man. Here it is. This is when it's an argument for cancellation because I'm – this is what has happened. It's become a meta fuck montage where just I feel like I am swirling down into a veritable fuck hole, and I'm dragging you with me.
Meta fuck montage.
Yeah.
I swear to God, they have got to make an award for us. I'm not saying that we're good or better than anybody. I'm saying we're the only ones who are making a podcast that features a meta fuck montage.
It's a meta fuck montage because think about the and again we're screaming but nobody can hear our voices because our voices are also getting just sucked down into this fuck hole, this void of meta fuck. And and see, that's it speaks to our desperation for content, because really what I'm doing is I'm looking back through the episodes to try and find content that can fill up the next episode.
Yeah.
And pretty soon we won't even be talking anymore. It'll just be a montage of montages and me setting up the previous montages. And it's going to be more than confusing. It's going to be, this will not stand.
Who was that comedian back in the day who would go up on stage and later in his career end up, Lenny Bruce, he would end up just talking about the things people were saying about him. Like, he'd go up on stage and read from the newspaper articles saying, they don't get it because blah de blah de blah. That's all we're going to do. The delicious irony here is that whereas Lenny Bruce was reading from newspapers because he was famous and people talked about him, we'll be talking about how we're talking about ourselves and saying fuck a lot. The meta will collapse upon itself. It's just, we're the, you said fuckhole. It's a black fuckhole of, it's a meta. It's a black meta fuckhole. That's the title of today's show. Black meta fuckhole. No, I can't do that because people will think I mean something else. I'll
but
come
our
up with
listeners
something.
Will be standing. They'll be standing outside of the event horizon of the fuckhole.
Yes,
that sucks all light and sound and dignity into it, and the listeners will be outside of it. They won't be able to hear our screams as the podcast collapses in on itself, never to be seen or heard again.
And the great thing about black holes is when things disappear into them, not only do they cease to be, they cease to have been. I think. I don't know. Maybe I just made that up. But the point is that when we collapse our own fuckery, the podcast won't ever have existed. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if 3 years from now you call me up and you say, "Hey, man, we should do a podcast." And I'll be like, "That's a great idea. We should."
Well, I think that's an encouraging thought, because that just means – because I know that I'll argue for cancellation every time, and we'll never fucking cancel it. And our only hope is that we will cause some rift in time and space that will completely erase the existence of the podcast before it began, and we won't need to cancel it because it will never have existed.
And then – once that happens, it will not have happened. We will make another podcast. It will be as fucking terrible as this one. It will also be about itself, and it will also collapse in on itself. We'll be like the What was that movie with the guy with the rabbit and the time warp shit? You know,
Donnie Darko.
Yeah, we're gonna Donnie fucking Darko this shit is what's going on. I'm excited. I'm playing the outro now.
I think you just fucking convinced me.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Little trivia. Can you name that clip?
Sometimes. That is better.
I cannot.
Well, the last one's easy. I mean, everybody loves Sometimes Dead is Better, and I think that's it's meaningful in this context.
Yeah.
When it comes to the podcast. But there's a couple of movies I like to pull clips from.
Uh-huh.
That I'm just inspired by, and Pet Sematary is one of them.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yep. And that I think you just fucking convinced me. You don't know what that comes from? Does that sound familiar?
No, not.
All right, to our listening audience. Imagine the Jeopardy music behind, and I'm going to give you a couple seconds to say it out loud. What movie?
I can play the Jeopardy music. Nah.
Nah, we're good.
Anyway, you always say that. It's maybe, always maybe like, I'm not going to. Joe, you got to understand. I say, can I do this? Or should I do this? And I have no intention of doing it. And then you say, no. And then I have to do it. I don't know why. Why is that? Oh, can't. There's an ad. Okay.
Obstinate.
Here we go.
Can you name what Quentin Tarantino movie that clip was pulled from?
Wait, time's up. You get 30 seconds on Final Jeopardy, but on JBC you get 4. What's the answer?
Well, I already said it, but we were both kind of talking at the same time. The answer is Kill Bill 2. The clip comes from Kill Bill.
Oh, yeah.
And I love dialogue from both the Kill Bill movies so much that I'm probably going to be peppering it across other podcasts.
You know what my favorite movie to take clips from, even though I've never done it yet, but now I'm going to for a long time? Is? I forgot to put a verb in that sentence. Is?
Insert asterisk.
You know what? Let's play a game. We got a few minutes left. We got 8 minutes left. We got 7.5 minutes left. Let's play a game. Joe is now going to guess Jason's favorite movie. I'm just going to give you little clues and hints, and I'm going to depend on our ability to improvise to make this a funny bit. I'm making this up on the spot. So I brought the movie up on Wikipedia, and I want your guesses to be both an attempt at accuracy and an attempt at making me look like a total dumb shit. So, first clue, Joe, the release date, May 13th, 1994. Just take a wild, crazy guess. Just go nuts.
Well, 1994, all I can think of is Pulp Fiction. That's my Quentin Tarantino problem. Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
1994.
I should have prepared to come up with a buzzer like a nerd. So no, it's not Pulp Fiction. Okay, let me give you another clue. This movie was directed by... Now, Joe, I'm going to be a little bit of an asshole here. I'm going to give you the director name with the expectation this is a director you've never heard of. So, but I could be wrong and this game could be over now. This was directed by Alex Proyas.
Hmm. Saturday Night Fever 3. Who cares?
Oh, man. Seriously, if I was drunk, it's the middle of the day and I'm watching my son sleep, so I'm not drinking. If this were a Thursday night and I was plowed, I would start playing some Bee Gees right now, motherfucker. I would play some Bee Gees. Do you know for the longest time that I thought Turn to Stone by the Electric Light Orchestra was by the Bee Gees? That's the most embarrassing thing I've ever said on air. Anyway, no, it's not Saturday Night Fever. Yeah, that's Electric Light Orchestra. I thought it was the Bee Gees.
See, you're not quick on the YouTube clips, so I'm just gonna do.
You do it.
I'm just gonna do little renditions if I can.
Yeah, I don't have a buzzer, and I don't have.
Anyway,
a...
so you're telling me that Saturday Night Fever 3, Who Cares, was not the name of the movie?
That was not it. Here's another clue.
1994, directed by who?
Alex Proyas. And right now, our legion of listeners are Googling like mad, and they've already come up with it. So, here's your next clue. Based on a comic book. I'm going to give you the name of the comic book creator because, again, I'm a little bit of an asshole. I'm pretty sure you don't know who. You've never heard of him. Based on the comic book by James Obar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's Calvin and Hobbes the movie.
Oh, you're so close, except you're not even close. Oh. Okay. I don't know if this is getting boring for people yet. So this is my favorite movie. Let me tell you why this is – or how this being my favorite movie manifested. I went and saw it in the theaters, and I was blown away. And then a couple months later, it showed up at the Quarter Theater because back in the day, dollar theaters were only a quarter. And I went and saw the movie six nights in a row with this girl that I had like one of those weird crushes on. Like I had a crush on her, but I didn't. Like if she had turned to me after the movie and said, let's just go, I would like, all right, let's go. But there was never a point where I was like, I hope she says let's just go. You know what I'm saying? One of those weird crushes. Like she was.
Was
physically...
it a weird denial crush? But if she said, look, take your pants off right now, you wouldn't have just said, pants taken.
Yeah, I would have said yes. I would have said off. There you go. What's next? You know,
I'm just saying, and this is kind of my Taco Bell experience, but. Sometimes if you have a weird crush where you think you have a crush but maybe you don't, that's just because the girl doesn't have a crush on you and you're trying to – it's a defense mechanism to save yourself from ultimate rejection.
I think she kind of had the same crush on me. Like she was a little bit like, okay, he's got some of the qualities I want, but I think I could do better. So I'm not really going to pursue this. And I don't think that I could have done better necessarily. I'm just saying that. I don't know what was going on. Maybe I just didn't like myself enough to think I was worthy of. Anyway,
I'm buying it though. It was a pseudo crush.
Pseudo crush, yeah. And we went and saw the movie six nights in a row. You know what? If you want to know what she
six
looked like,
six nights in a row.
Yeah, for 50 for a quarter each.
Yeah. I know, but yeah. I mean, you really gotta like this movie. Here, give me another hint.
All right, I'm gonna give you another.
Now, really, I really haven't had a clue, which is why I'm coming up with bullshit movie names.
Okay. This movie featured Ernie Hudson.
Featured Ernie Hudson. I know who Ernie Hudson is, right? Yeah. He's a Ghostbuster.
That's right. He was, but not in this movie. He played a cop. He played a cop in this movie.
No shit.
He played a black cop. He was a black guy. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, kind of.
Ernie Hudson. Mm-hmm. Damn.
This girl I had a crush on, she looks like Alex from Modern Family. She did back then. Just to give you a visual. Ariel Winter, the actress Ariel Winter, but with glasses on.
Oh, I've got it.
You got the movie?
The movie, yeah.
What is it?
It's Buttfuck Sluts, Volume 25.
Oh, man. That's in my top 10, but that's not this movie.
Well, Volume 25, they really took it a new direction.
Yeah.
Or they took it a new erection.
They sure did, didn't they? How much time we got left on this shitty podcast? Dope, 2 minutes. Okay, I'm going to give you some obvious clues now. This is a movie that the main character, or the guy who played the main character, died before they finished filming it. Okay? Not only that, I'm going to keep talking until you get it.
I figured it out.
Oh, what is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is The Crow.
That's right, The Crow. Applause, background sound. I was queued up. Yeah, that's the movie. You pull quotes from Tarantino. I'm pulling totes from Proyas. I love that movie. That movie had everything in it. It had violence. It had goth music. It had fun boy. It had Tintin. It had
It also has the Lee family curse.
Exactly.
Not a lot of movies have that. That's pretty heavy.
Very few do. I think two, actually,
yeah.
have that curse. So, yeah, that was the movie.
The Crow. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a little bit inferior to Buttfuck Sluts number 25. Yeah. I think it's probably better than Saturday Night Fever Part 2, Who Cares?
I thought it was Part 3.
Nothing will ever be better than Calvin and Hobbes the movie, but that just hasn't happened yet. It never will.
That's true. Well, you know, we've reached the end of another podcast. Right now, there's a commercial playing as I try to bring up the appropriate in music, and I'm just not going to turn it down. But any lessons learned in today's podcast, Joe? Anything you want to talk about in the last few seconds? before we wrap this up abruptly and unprofessionally?
Well, I just want to say I'm on vacation. I'm super happy. And I'm hoping, Jason, that you don't post this right away so I can have a real vacation unhindered by our shitty podcast.
I'm sorry, what was that, Joe? Were you talking? Okay. Just, I'm not being an asshole. So thanks again, everybody, for listening. Really do appreciate it. You make our lives whole. And when I say whole, that's not a vagina joke. You just need to, it was a crack. It was, okay, I don't mean crack in the sense of, God damn it.
I'm you make our this. Lives fuck whole.
meta singularity black fuck holes. Good night.
Good afternoon.